Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams with the Malware Report. Randy, I've been hearing something new in the news lately called spear phishing. What is that?
Well, your standard phishing attack is a lot like going out fishing with a big net. You catch pretty much anything and everything in it if you have a good day fishing. Spear phishing, you're aiming at a specific fish. Well, with computers, a phishing attack generally is designed to trick users into divulging information that someone can then use to steal information that gets them financial data, like your checking account number, your PayPal account number, your credit card number, things like that. Spear phishing is generally targeted at companies and organizations with the intent of getting access to the corporate network. There's a lot of money if you can get onto the right company's network and steal proprietary information.
So this is like intellectual property that you might be stealing.
Correct. Intellectual property that you might be able to steal and sell to a competitor.
Now, let me ask you the obvious question here. It would seem to me like sort of cyber industrial espionage would be a great place for this to come into play. If I was trying to steal intellectual property from a specific corporation, spear phishing might be the way to go. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. If you can trick an employee into logging on to your website with their corporate domain account and credentials, then you can log on to that corporation's website, and that becomes a foothold into the network, and eventually a skilled hacker can probably gain control of the domain controller, you know, the heart of the network, and access all kinds of critical accounts, executive emails, things like that. An additional attack that they can perform is obtaining HR records of all kinds of employees and using that information to very convincingly fool an employee into thinking that this person works for the company and has reason to know information that they really shouldn't give out. And then that can be used to affect identity theft and financial theft.
So in the case of a 401k, for example, you might target a specific individual and say, you know, I need you to fill out this form or send me this information that might include their Social Security number. Is that what you're saying?
Right. If a bad guy knows an employee of a specific company and the employee tells them, hey, we just got this new 401k plan, we're using such and such financial company and all this information, then the bad guy can construct an email and start sending it to employees of the company saying, you know, this is your 401k administrator with such and such financial services, and we have this great offer for you. If you just log on to our website with your account, then we'll show you the information, the special deals you can get from Costco or whoever it is that they want to trick you into thinking giving you good stuff. And all of a sudden employees say, oh, wow, that's really cool. I'm going to save a lot of money with these discounts or whatever, and log in with their corporate credentials, and now the network's compromised.
That's amazing. Is that becoming more prevalent, or are you just seeing a little bit of it at this point?
I believe it's becoming more prevalent. It's somewhat difficult to track. It requires that an employee is astute enough to recognize that there's a spear phishing email or suspicious email and forward it to their administrators. Many companies don't talk about these things, so it doesn't often get publicly reported. We have seen in the industry several examples in the past year or so of spear phishing attacks, but I think we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I would imagine that's true, that generally these things have a way of catching on and spreading pretty rapidly. What should an IT administrator do to prevent this from happening in the corporation?
They have to let employees know and make sure they understand that things like your domain account and your password should only be entered on your login screen, or if there's specific cases within the company that you have to access a site that requires it, where it's appropriate to enter this information and where you should never enter it. They have to make sure they follow best practices and let employees know that you're not going to get an email telling you to go to a website and enter this information. It's just not going to happen, so that employees have a consistent model that they can say, this isn't right. I know because that's our policy. You don't ask for it. This is obviously a scam. So education is paramount here. Also, if there's a compromise, such as a laptop with HR information or other employee information is lost or stolen, they let employees know, look, someone has this kind of information. If you start getting emails asking for information that normally you wouldn't give someone, be aware. We're not asking for it.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I know that the education generally outside, I mean, I've seen a lot of financial institutions, when I start working with them, they will let me know, you know, we will never ask you for your social security number. We will never ask for, and they pretty much lay out what you should not expect from them, which I think builds trust, which is very important. I have a communications business, and one of the things I know is that in order to get people to really change behavior, you have to have at least four or five touches, which means you have to remind them four or five times before they finally get it. And I would think that an IT administrator would need to think about that as well, to not leave it up to one particular email or notification or even individual comments, but to remind people over and over again, because this seems like one of the most serious phishing expeditions that I've seen in terms of malware for quite some time. It would have a significant impact on the corporation.
It definitely can be very serious and significant, and you do need to remind people repeatedly. For one thing, if your company is successful, it's probably growing and you're getting new people in from time to time, so you need to train them. And that's often a good time to remind other people of some of these best practices. At times, it might be useful to pass along stories, credible stories in the news about a spear phishing attack and how it happened and how you can recognize it, things like that. But yes, you do need several touches. The education has to be ongoing, and you really need repetition to drive it home.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about the fact that an IT manager, it would be a good idea to circulate what's in the news. I mean, generally, IT managers that I've been used to will send out very specific, somewhat dry, somewhat data-oriented, you know, here's what you need to do to make sure that your daylight savings setting on your computer is fixed. And it's kind of like, oh boy, something else I have to worry about. But to point out the severity of the problem and then a solution, I think, has more impact with people, and ultimately an employee might pay more attention. It also, I was sitting here thinking as you were talking that, you know, how often do I need to do this? If I have new employees coming in literally every week, number one, I probably want this to be part of my orientation program so that a new employee is aware of, you know, here is the list of things we want to make sure you're aware of from a computing perspective. But then also just to be able to send out some regular information from the IT department couched in something that's informational. So if you can say, you know, here's an article that appeared today that showed a significant increase in spear phishing. Here's what it is. Here's what you should do to prevent it, would be very helpful because you'd actually engage the users, which I don't think most IT managers think about. The notion that I have to engage, and I think they hear that as I have to entertain, which is not the issue. But it works to their advantage, I would think.
Absolutely. We know from experience that if you send out an announcement that looks like an end-user license agreement, nobody's going to read it except the attorneys, and even they might not read it. So, I mean, if you can do something like have a prize for answering five questions correctly, something that causes employees to read it, that can help drive home the point and enhance education.
Yeah, that is a terrific idea. I hadn't thought about that. That's that would make a lot of sense. It requires the IT manager to be a little creative, and frankly, I think they'd jump at the opportunity to be a little more creative. I know a lot of the IT managers I know want to go beyond sort of that staid commentary and just don't feel like they have that opportunity. So this may in fact be a way they should inform management. I want to send out more notifications, but I'm going to do it in a more interesting way. I'd like to have a contest. Those are great ideas. Well, I see our time is up. If anyone has any questions, they can contact us at
askeset@eset.com.
Well, thanks again, Randy. It's been a pleasure as always, and I look forward to talking to you next week. This is Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.